Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call Tape number 309. Scientific Humanism, Part 2. Since evolution must be accepted into the humanist system, this tape will discuss the question of whether or not evolution can be considered as a principle of science. And it was signed by some 163 scholars, all from leading universities and colleges. Among the number are some prominent liberal theologians. It was prepared for distribution to major public school districts in the United States. The editors in their foreword regret the steady assault on the teaching of evolution in the public schools. They object to the demand for equal time for the theory of creation. The statement points out that all known forms of life, including human beings, developed by a lengthy process of evolution, thus accepting what Kirkett, Implications of Evolution, Pergamon Press, 1960, has called the general theory of evolution, as opposed to the special theory which deals with certain small variations observed in nature and in the laboratory. The evolution they are affirming is the amoeba to man, or molecules to man, theory. Let us examine the matter and inquire if it really does meet the demands of science, and if it meets exceptionally well the demands of science as being firmly established on rigorous evidence. For a theory to qualify as a scientific theory, at least three criteria can be noted. Number one, it must be supported by events or processes that can be observed to occur. Number two, the theory must be useful in predicting the outcome of future findings. And three, the theory must be capable of falsification. That is, one must be able to devise some experiment, the failure of which would disprove the theory. It is on the basis of these criteria, or similar ones, that the writers of the humanist statement affirm that creation is not scientific. Creation has been witnessed by human observers. It cannot be tested experimentally. And as a theory, it is unfalsifiable. It may come as a shock to those scientific humanists that evolution, as defined above, also fails to meet all three of these same criteria. Evolution is of necessity an historical process which has not been witnessed by humans, and the unrepeatable and untestable events postulated for evolution are not amenable to evaluation on the basis of consistency and prediction. Editorial Origins, Volume 4, Geoscience Research Institute, Berrien Springs, MI, 1977, page 5. No matter what is observed, there is almost always an appropriate evolutionary explanation for it. One scientist who has been critical of these claims of humanists said, "This makes of evolutionary biologists spinners of tales, bedtime stories, instead of empirical investigators." Platnick, N.I., 1977, Review of Evolution and the Diversity of Life, Systematic Zoology, 26, 224-8, in Origins, as above, page 6. So much, then, for the science and scientific humanism. It is false. Evolution is not a principle of science. As for humanism as a philosophy and point of view, it is outright atheism, masquerading under the guise of science and religion. It fails to understand what human need is. Man's need for moral and spiritual guidance, yes, even for salvation, are just as human as our need for food, clothing, and shelter. Worship of God is for man's sake as much as for God's. Humanism, in its appeal to intellectual snobbery, errs most filthily in dethroning the God of heaven and enthroning himself as Lord of creation. An increased awareness of the acceptance of this false philosophy into our society and what God's Word, the Bible, says about it, will lead to a strong commitment to God and eventually to a revitalized faith. Christians can have nothing to do with scientific humanism. Thank you for calling Bible Call.
The man